What's with you guys freaking out over me giving this poor boy a little inspection? Are you afraid I'm going to find something? I'm planning on buying. I just want to make sure that your prices are fair. I'm sure you guys do enough scalping on the battlefield. You don't need to do it here, too. This one wasn't here when I last came through. Is he new? So that's why he's cheaper than the other slaves. What happened? Did your boss lose a bet and need money? Or are you trying to cut more corners in the market than when you take these poor boys away? My kind condones selling slaves, but we have better ways of making them submit than beating them half to death. It creates mindless drones with either no personality or a shy shell of a once bright soul. How long was this one kept before he came out here? No wonder he won't even meet my eye. Did you take the poor thing as a kid and waited until he was an adult? That's fucked by even my standards. Stop talking or what? Try me. You know damn well that the only reason why you're allowed to operate here is because the king knows that monsters would rather buy a human than risk bringing down the wrath of a kingdom to get one. You do anything to me, and you'll only make enemies. So shut up and let me examine this one. I'm so sorry you had to hear that. I hate the way this works, but it's the only way monsters around here can effectively get husbands within the walls of the city. Why are you looking away? I didn't say you had to meet my eyes. If you're more comfortable looking away, I understand. I only asked why. What's that, sweetie? You're whispering. Eat you? No. Monsters don't eat people. Did they tell you that? Was everything really not enough? Do they have to make it worse for both of us? Don't worry, sweetie. You won't have to suffer here anymore. I want this one. Yes, I'm sure. I'll be right back, honey. This will only take a few minutes. If I find a new wound on him, no matter how small, I will make sure you all fucking regret it. I've got you. Just hold on to your mistress. We'll be home soon. All right. Let me take a good look at you. So I guess this is why they didn't like me examining you. You poor thing, that looks painful. And there's so much grime on you. Did they not even attempt to clean you? I would be surprised if some of the gashes aren't infected. This is unacceptable. No, darling, I'm not mad at you. Why would I be mad at you?
Come with me. I'm going to wash you. Oh, you flinched when I lifted up my hand. What did those evil bastards do to you? Look, I just want to hold your hand. Just put your hands out, and I'll interlock our fingers. Like this. There. That feels good, right? That's good, dear. Now, I'll guide you to the bath. Here we are.
This village was built over an underground stream, so we pump up water whenever we need it, and using it up isn't a real danger since the lake it comes from is so large. My kind can also use magic to purify the water so it's safe to use. Isn't that neat? What's wrong? You look nervous. Don't be afraid to talk to me. Anything you heard about dark elves, it might be true, but that's not the whole story. We don't like it when our men are sad or frightened. But unlike the men that captured you, we don't use pain to force those feelings down. We work with our men. We build them back up. You'll feel much better in no time, sweetie. Just trust me. Can you do that? Good. Now, I'm going to get in the water, and I want you to get in after me. I want you to sit in between my legs, facing away from me. Just lean your head back, and I'll wash you. Good boy. Does that feel good? Perfect. There's no reason to be scared around me. I would never do anything to harm you. I'm going to wash your hair now. You should close your eyes. What if I held you close to me so that you know exactly where I am and what I'm doing while your eyes are closed? There. All clean. Let's get you dried off. You're cute wrapped up like that. You look tired. Come. I'll show you where you'll be staying. What's wrong, sweetie? I know what I can do. When I saw you earlier today, I felt drawn to you. I couldn't just pass by the whole display. It made me sick to my stomach. You want to know what I meant when I said my standards earlier? Are you sure? It might frighten you. Well, monsters can't be categorized into just a few separate groups. While some are alike, most of them are very different. Compared to most monsters, dark elves seem cruel. Basically, our kind was built upon a matriarchal society, since before monsters became what they were today. Once upon a time, our kind treated men no differently than the raiders treated you. Even today, when elves take a man, they refer to him as a slave or a pet. Although they're not really titles anymore, just playful words that my kind call those who they choose to be their husband. I guess my intentions for you came out. Yes. I bought you to be my husband. Shh. I'm not going to be cruel to you. And I'm definitely not going to refer to you as my slave. Hell, if you don't want it, I won't even call you my pet. One thing all monsters have in common is the ability to adapt to their husband's needs. And right now, you just need to be cared for. This whole process can take as long as you want. No monster would dare enter the village, and if a dark elf oversteps her bounds, well, there's a reason my kind is known to be cruel. But in all seriousness, I didn't buy you with the intention to force myself on you. I bought you because I saw the way your eyes darted from person to person, both longing and scared of being bought. I wanted to give you a better life, so I bought you. And I will wait as long as I have to, as long as I need to, for you to feel safe around me. So just get some sleep. I'll still be here when you wake up, playing with your hair and arms around you. How are you feeling? Good. The past week has been interesting. Not in a bad way, of course. Do you mind if I sit down next to you? Okay. You're so cute, the way your eyes light up whenever you look at me. You know, when I told you about my kind, I was honestly worried you would hate me. But when I woke up to you sleeping peacefully snuggled against my chest, I knew that you understood. Sweetie, look at me. You trust me, right? Your skin is so warm and sensitive. Every time I so much as graze your skin, it's enough to make you shudder. But I can tell that you love it. The look of adoration that you give as you become more flushed, that's everything I need. How was that? Baby, are those tears? Was this too soon? You're happy. You're so adorable. Sweetie, I need you to trust me. More than you've ever trusted anyone before. According to monster customs, a man isn't a husband until a monster has made love to him. If it's too soon, just tell me, I understand. Okay. I will take care of everything. But I want you to tell me if I go too far. I have given you no obligation to my pleasure. I won't be mad if you ask me to stop. Okay. I'll start by removing your clothes. It looks like these wounds will become scars. But considering I was afraid they would be infected, this is a decent outcome. Do they still hurt? No? That's good. All right. Lie back. I know the bindings look scary, but they're important to dark elf traditions. If you need more time, I will stop. You trust me? You're such a brave boy for your mistress. All right. I'll start by tying this around your wrist. I made sure to get bindings that are soft on the skin. But I still need to know if it's too tight. Last time I did this was when my mom made me practice on my father. But that's a story for another day. How does that feel? Good. Okay. Now we'll tie this end to the head of the bed. All right. One down, three to go. All right. Now for this hand. This is honestly one of the most basic bondage methods I know, but this one seems to be comfortable for beginners. If I used handcuffs around your hands, you would be stuck with your arms pinned like that for quite some time. To a novice, it would be usual, but I feel like that puts you a little too close to what you've lived through. And now to tie this one. Onto your legs next. You're sensitive down here, aren't you? You're doing well, darling. How's this one? Not too tight? Good. And now to tie this one to the end of the bed. And finally, your other leg. You really are a good boy for Mistress. Always remember that. Okay. Try to move. Good. Not too tight and not too loose. It's like learning how to walk. Once you find the right mix, you never forget it. One more thing. I'm going to put this blindfold on you. Are you okay with that? Good boy. And now, for the fun part. I don't know where to start. My good boy is stretched out and naked, all for his mistress. I'll just tease you and rub my hands along your skin. It's such a simple trick, but it's so effective. I'm only using my fingernails to gently graze your skin, but you're already shivering and covered in goosebumps. Does it feel that good? You know deep down inside that you wanted this from the first time I saw you naked. The way my hands touched your skin. You love being caressed and petted. You can't see what I'm doing or what I'm going to do, which makes my movements that much more pleasurable. My voice is close to your face. But you're feeling my teasing around your chest. Your nipples are so hard. Do you know many people tend to ignore them? It's a real shame, considering they can be pleasured. Oh, you really like that, don't you? Good. Boy, you love it when Mistress teases you. Don't hide your whimpers. They tell me what you like. Why don't we get on to the main attraction? Look at this cute thing. It doesn't know what to do. It's just bobbing up and down and drooling everywhere. You're a virgin, aren't you? Have you even masturbated before? Honey, you're in for a real treat. I'll just place my hand on the shaft. It really seems to like that. I can feel you trying to buck against your bindings. Your virgin cock is being assaulted by this alien pleasure. And there's so much pre-cum as well. It's like a faucet. Can't help but wonder how it tastes. Such a sweet flavor. Let me just spread this all over your throbbing cock. How's this? You look like you're about to come, but you just can't. Is this not enough force to get you over the edge? Or is it too much and your body's so shocked it forgot how to come? Just stay still. Go limp. If you thrash around, you might hurt yourself. You'll enjoy it more that way. Just allow my movements to lull you into a docile state. That's it. Good boy. Your cock is so fun to play with. It looks like it might burst any second, but it knows who's in control. Such sweet agony. Your entire body is going to be screaming for you to come, but I won't let that happen. And I have a little tool to help me. This little thing helps to keep your orgasm at bay. It also makes your cock seem more erect. Not that this was necessary to make this thing any bigger. I'll give your cock a rest. Instead, I'll play with your balls. The skin is tight, and they seem like they're retracting into your body trying to deliver your load. They look so swollen and sore. Are they full of cum? I bet they feel like they're bursting. I think that's enough of a break for your member. It's maddening, isn't it? A quick burst of pleasure, followed by nothing. Are you waiting for the time I don't stop and make you build up a load? So big, it erupts despite the object around the base of your cock. That won't happen. Because the only place this cum is going is my cunt. Once you've had a taste of the pleasure I can give you, you'll be hooked. You'll see me as your mistress. And you'll do anything as long as it makes me happy. You want that? Do you want me to be your loving mistress? I can't hear you. Speak up. Good. Boy. Just release the pressure around your cock. There. Now the only thing stopping your orgasm is me. It just occurred to me that you have no idea where I am or what I'm going to do. I could be about to do anything right now. Am I getting ready to impale myself on your cock? Or am I just sitting at your side teasing you with my words? That feels so good. You seemed startled by the sudden jolt of pleasure. But don't worry, dear. The pleasure's only just begun. How does my pussy feel? Is it nice and tight? Wrapped around your penis like my hands, but only 100 times better. Don't come yet. I want us to come together. So you better hold it in. Yes. Your cock feels so good inside of me. It's hitting all of the right spots, and every time you twitch, it rubs up against my insides. Every part of it is getting pleasure from all directions. How much do you want to come? It's practically vibration, the way you're throbbing so much. And our juices are getting mixed together, creating such lewd sounds. Normally I can go for a lot longer, but I haven't masturbated since I got you. Do you think this is pleasure? When I come, my insides are gonna grip your cock and I'm gonna go hard and fast. Are you ready? I'm almost there. Come for me, baby. How was that, dear? I'll get off of you and get you out of these ropes. You did amazing, honey. Oh, you look so tired. Don't worry. Once I get these ropes off of you, I'll get into bed and cuddle you to sleep. There. And now for the blindfold. Aw, you look so cute with that tired look in your eyes. Are you cold? Here, I'll wrap this blanket around us. You cuddled up to me almost immediately. What was that? I love you too, sweetie. How can I not love someone as cute and adorable as you? I'll always take care of you. You're my good boy. My sweet, sweet boy. You can go to sleep, dear. I want to keep holding you like this. My body pressed against you. Your head pressed to my chest. And my hands running through your hair. I love this feeling. But I love you so much more. Sweet dreams, my perfect good boy.